So I'm really, really, really excited. Okay. So Adam asked me to, long time ago, about October, November time, I think it was, we started talking about this. And I was on a plane, which is not unusual for me, as you know, and God just gave me this word in literally about 15 minutes. It's going to take me longer, I think, to tell you the word of God, but it was kind of awesome. I was so excited. I could have got off the plane and preached it there and then. I was kind of like, oh, this is awesome. So I just, yeah, I'm so, it's so relevant, I think. I'm so excited. So I'm trying to build it up so you're excited as well, okay? So I kind of want you to listen to this because this is amazing. Okay, so I'm excited. Are we excited? Come on, let's be excited. Expectations, as Mike was saying. Okay, so the verse I'm going to kind of be focusing around is Psalm 33, verse 6 through 11. So it's on the screen. So by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord shall stand firm forever, the purpose of his heart through all generations. Amen, eh? Excited. This is brilliant. I'm so excited. I'll try and calm down. So I'm a bit of a fan of sci-fi, science type stuff. I think, is Ruth still in the room? Ruth? No, I know Ruth is. Any of the fans of science fiction kind of? I'm a big fan. Okay, so you're going to love this if you're into science fiction. If you're not, you're going to learn a lot because this is amazing. When we hear about God brought the universe by his breath, he breathed the stars. Okay, that so excites me. Because it's amazing, but I think we don't always understand just how big the universe is, okay? Because it's easy to read it and go, God breathed, and we see the heavens and we see the stars, and we kind of look at it and go, it's not bad. But it's just mind-blowing. So a few things I want to share with you this morning about that. First thing, okay, so Star Trek was always my favorite thing when I was growing up, okay? Jean-Luc Picard, as Starship Enterprise, and the beginning of Star Wars, is this phrase: "To go boldly where no one has gone before." So I'm going to start off. That's our message for today. That's what God wants for every single one of us: to boldly go where none of us have gone before in our relationship with God. Amen. Okay, so He wants us to try a new thing. He wants us to boldly go. And trust. This is about the expectations I get as well. I've had expectations on my mind as a word for the last few weeks. And I think God is just trying to create and build that expectation. So our expectation is to boldly go where no man has gone before. Or no one has gone before. So it used to say no man has gone before. Then it got politically correct and they changed it. So I just want to explore a few things about the universe, okay? So a few passages about the universe. Of course, it starts with Genesis 1:1. Where wouldn't you start there? So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay, Psalm 147, verses 4 and 5. He determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has not limit. So one thing here, just first of all, okay, just to unpick it a little bit. He names every star. Okay, how many names do you think you could make up? Yeah, maybe get up to 100, maybe 200. You might start to run out of names after about 200. Okay, let me just tell you how many stars there are. There are 10 billion trillion stars in the universe. So just to kind of help the context, because that might not mean much. That is 10 followed by 21 zeros. And he's named every single star. Okay, it's a lot of names. So that's kind of, significant. So I love that. And then the third one is what we started with from this morning. Psalm 33, verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. So it's amazing. But I kind of think there's no amount of words I could use to express how big the universe is. So I've got us a little clip, okay? which hopefully we'll be able to hear and see. It's only 3 minutes, it's not too long. And all that in a breath. It's. I think we. I've loved looking into this because I'm so excited. When God said, "Do something on the universe," I was like, "Brilliant." I just think it's completely amazing. Okay, because to think, Psalm 33, verse 6: "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made; their starry host by the breath of His mouth." All that in just a breath. So, how much more can He do for us? How big are our expectations of what God can do? He can do all of that with a breath. He can do far more than I think we even think. So it blows my mind. Last bit of context before I dive in. So this next bit, I think it's awesome. I'm getting very excited again. So there's the Hubble telescope, okay? So it's a big thing going around the Earth, about 360 miles, and it takes photographs of the universe. And there's something called the Whirlpool Galaxy. Sounds like a washing machine, doesn't it? But there's something called the Whirlpool Galaxy, which is 31 million... light years away, 31 million light years, just to give you how big's a light year. It's a bit of an education session this morning, isn't it? A light year is 5.88 trillion miles. So one light year, 5.88 trillion miles. And this is 31 million light years away. So it's a long way. In the center of the universe is a black hole, this Whirlpool universe is a black hole. And the Hubble telescope took an image of what was in the middle of the black hole. Okay, 31 million light years away, each light year, 5.88 trillion miles. Are we ready? I see the cross, just in case you're trying to visualize it. Okay, so all that far away, There it was. God's putting his stamp in the universe. So, I was blown away by this. I was waiting for amazing book. So the other thing that amazes me, okay, despite the relative insignificance of Earth, Jesus came to our Earth to die on the cross for us. Of all the stuff that's out there, this is where he came. This is where God sent his son to die for us. It kind of puts it in context, I think, doesn't it? God sent his only son for that. So, what I feel God is saying this morning is none of us are here by mistake. Okay? He's done all of that. He created all of that. Everything that's gone before, everything that goes on, none of it is a mistake. And none of you are a mistake. And God's got exciting things for us, okay, in the kind of the context of all of this. Ephesians 1:4, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. My mantra for the day, I think, is the next click. Yes, it is. My mantra for the day, or my thought really that God spoke to me about on that plane back in October, back in November, we're all here in this place, at this time, for a reason. Okay? Now some of you may go, yeah, I know. And some of you may go, I hadn't really thought of that. So we are here in this place, each of us individually, are here in this place, at this time, for a reason. So I'm going to explore a little bit of that today. But we've kind of got to believe that, I think. Yeah, we've got to believe that we're here for a purpose. And we're not just here on Earth, kind of we're here in Rotherham. We don't just go to a church anywhere, we go to Elim Church. So God's got a purpose for you, and as you look around, your brothers and sisters, he's got a purpose for us at this time. Okay, that's kind of what I want to explore a little. So the God of the universe has got plans for us. Remember Psalm 33, verse 11, but the plans of the heart, but the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purpose of his heart throughout all generations. Understanding our purpose, okay, at this time in this place, it is important. If we don't, we'll miss it. Okay, if we don't get this right, we're going to miss it. Which is really, I just wanted to focus on Esther 4 verse 14. Okay, so for if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this. Okay, so I don't know how many of you know the story of Esther, but Esther was brought into the royal position for a time such as this, and her challenge was, did she believe she was able to do it? Okay, and God kind of says through this, if you don't, God will still do it, but he'll use somebody else. Okay, so we're not going to stand in the way of what God's going to do, but he wants to do stuff through us. If we don't allow him to, he'll move on and do it through somebody else, but then we miss out. And this church misses out if we don't do what God's calling us to do, yeah? So we don't want to miss out. Well, I don't want to miss out. Anyway, I'm excited by what he's doing. So it's about believing this for us as a church. So as individuals, we need to know what it is he wants us to do. Because if we don't do it, we miss out. If we don't do it, the church misses out. Okay? And if the church doesn't do it, Rotherham misses out. And if we don't do it in Rotherham, who knows what misses out, yeah? Depends how big your expectations are, again, as I talked about. So, finding our purpose as an individual is critical, but understanding our role in the church is critical, and the church is obviously Elim. So, obviously in January, Pastor took us through the Imagine theme, okay, and Ruth talked on that as well, and Imagine. So, lots of us have been imagining what it is that God wants to use us for, or how God wants to kind of stir the church. And I just want to share a few things with you, right? Because I do, so imagining for me, I kind of imagine transformation, kind of what I imagine. Yeah, that's what I'm expecting, almost, yes. Transformation. And I at work, so when I'm working with companies, I work with companies to help companies transform. Okay, so what's the language we use in the company I work in? We help businesses transform. And I want to apply a little bit of logic. I'm a very logical type of guy, okay, application. So I've got a little bit of logic to go through with you, okay? Do you like logic? Yes, Andy, we love logic, come on. So Because what can happen in a business, okay, and I think it happens to us as individuals often as well, businesses can just go from initiative to initiative, from cost saving to cost saving, from activity to activity, and never actually get anywhere. Okay, they never actually change. They just do things differently. And I kind of think that's us sometimes. We just go from event to event, activity to activity, weekend to weekend, holiday to holiday, kind of event to event to event. And we almost don't engage. We kind of drift, okay? And I kind of think a lot of us drift through, and I just believe God saying he's got a plan for us and he wants to make sure we deliver it. Okay, so Jeremiah 29 verse 11, very well-known passage. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Okay, so it's there. The plans are there. We might not know them, but they're there. Okay, so if you're excited, I'm still excited, and you think the God of the universe, all that stuff we just saw, and think how tiny we are in all of that. But he's got a plan for you, he's got a plan for me. It's amazing, really, to think all of that. And he cares enough about me to give me a plan and to give me a purpose. Awesome. Awesome stuff. So my mantra that I use a lot in work when I'm working with organizations is really nice and simple. I kind of go to an organization, so what do you want to be when you grow up? Okay. So what are you going to do about it? And now what are you actually going to go and do? Okay, nice and simple. What? Now, what, so what, and now what? So the first what, okay, I'm going to use this. Sometimes I'm told if you have three things in a sermon, it's good. So three things, nice and easy. What, so what, now what? So what? So if God has a purpose for me, if you believe that, if God's got a purpose for you, God of the universe, all of that, if you believe that, then do you know what it is? Okay? So I kind of relate back to Noah. So Hebrews 11 verse 7 talks of Noah. By faith, Noah, when warned about the things yet to be seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Okay, so we can look back in hindsight and go, well, Noah had a clear purpose. Okay, Noah had a clear purpose, a clear calling which was appropriate for that time. But I'm quite sure, or I have seen the film about Noah, and I'm not quite sure that's a true interpretation, but I'm quite sure Noah, when he was given the word of God, didn't just go, oh great, okay, I'll go and build an ark. Because it would have seemed odd, yeah? It would have kind of seemed, would it have been a clear purpose? I don't know. Easy in hindsight to look at it. The point was he acted on faith. If he'd waited for it to physically start raining, which many of us would, I think, then it would have been too late. He acted in faith before he saw anything in the physical. Okay? And I think that's a challenge for us as well, because often we wait for physical before we trust, before we actually do it. Okay? Noah didn't wait for it to rain. Yeah? He just got on and did it. Okay? So I think there's a bit for us where we need to make sure we are looking for the physical, we don't wait for physical evidence. But we've got to know what our purpose is at this place, in this time. And if we don't, then we need to pray about it. Jeremiah 29:11, there is a purpose, yeah? So if we don't yet know it individually, then we just need to pray it into being, okay? For us as individuals, but also for us as a church. I know Adam is, and the elders are doing a lot around the vision for the church. What is it that we want to do? What's the what? Yeah, what do we want to be? What does Ealing want to be in 5 years in Rotherham, okay, or 3 years' time? I've been praying a lot for what God's doing in me at this time. I'm kind of excited. I know God's doing stuff in my life, anyway. I'm sure God's doing stuff in your lives as well. And I know it's all leading somewhere, and I'm excited. Because while I can't necessarily write exactly the sentence, I know exactly what God's trying to do. Okay, so it's exciting. I'm really, really excited. So the what, do we have the what? Okay, first question, do you have the what? If not, pray about it. There is a what waiting for you. Okay? If you know your what, brilliant. But if you don't, find out. Because otherwise, you're just going to drift. Okay? And time goes really quickly. So don't drift. Find out what your what is. Okay. What comes after the what? Just checking you're all awake. That's good. Yeah. So what? So, if God's given you a clear purpose, Then the next question is, so what do I need to do? Okay, so the so what piece is a bit of a planning phase, really. So the what is, where is it I'm going? The so what is, so what does that mean I need to plan to do? What is it I need to kind of start thinking through? So if we kind of go back to Noah again, okay, so when Noah had the what, you need to go and build an ark, okay, then the so what started for him to become, so where am I going to get the wood from? How do I even know how to build an ark that size? You know, there's lots of so what's, I guess. How, where am I going to get that from? What is it I need to do? How do I actually make it? How do I do it? How do I build it? Noah didn't just get the word and run out and start hammering things, I don't think. He planned it, he thought about it, he went through a, what does this mean? How do I do it? What's this, you know, the so what? So what do I need to do? What do I need to learn? What have I got to do? How we just need to be really good at responding, I think, because the challenge is we often will have a what, and then we rush to action without waiting for the how should I do that. Okay, we in the human go to the oh this is what I can do, oh God's given me a word, this is what I can do, this is what I can physically go and do, I'll go and do that, and we don't wait on the kind of plans, we don't wait on the how should we do that, yeah, how should we build that. So Proverbs 16 verse 9, okay, just in this one, in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his next steps. Yeah, and that's kind of what the next steps piece is of the so what. Yeah, so I've got my what, the so what is the next steps. So what, and the Lord's got them planned for you. So he's going to give you the what, he's also going to give you the so what. Challenge is don't humanize the so what. You know, wait on God for the so what. Yeah. Remembering we're in this place at this time for a reason. Yeah? So the what and the so what is going to come from that. Also, just final piece around Proverbs 2, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Okay? I kind of think that's really important in the so what phase. Because you're not going to know. You've got to trust. I don't think Noah really knew, but Noah just trusted. Yeah? Noah trusted that what he was doing was going to be right. Yeah, trust in the Lord, not in yourself. So don't rush into the activity. Don't rush into the, what am I going to go and do? Kind of dwell and rest and wait, okay? So we've done the what. Do we know the what? If not, find out. Pray. We've done the so what. So what am I practically going to do? What am I going to plan? How am I going to prepare? What is it that God wants me to do and how does he want me to do it? Okay, and then we move on to the, yeah, so tool checking, you're awake. That's good. Now what? Okay, this is the action bit. This is this is the bit we generally all get a bit more excited about because it's kind of the doing of the doing, yeah? So now what? Okay, now what is it we're actually going to do? So God's called us to do things. We've planned through it. We've prayed through it. Now we need to get on and do it. But we must not try and do this in our own strength because that's also a danger that we rush off and think, okay, God spoke to me. God told me what I need to do, so I'll go and do it. Okay? Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Okay? So he will work through us when we're clear on it. Okay, when we're clear on the what and when we're clear on the so what. He'll help us be clear on the plans to fulfill his purpose in the now what. So, for us to do it, we need the power of God, the Holy Spirit in us, otherwise we're going to fail. Okay, I guess that goes without saying. The other bit I think that we need to just be clear on is our expectations. Okay, I've had this in my head for a few weeks, as I say, and it's come up a few times this morning, which is kind of great. And I said something, I was talking with Adam earlier in the week, and I kind of said something which... He captured, and I thought, yes, I'm gonna live in that. And it was without expectations, prayer fails. Okay, so as we were praying this morning, actually, that kind of a lot of people was I was certainly going, well, that's what a lot of people. Without expectations, prayer fails. Okay, and we need expectations. If you think back to the size of the universe where we started off, if you think how big God is, we can't even. I mean, my mind explodes if I try and get that big. Because I can't even imagine how big that would be, yeah? But if we imagine we should start to be more around that all things are possible, okay? If God can create that universe that we saw at the beginning in a breath, yeah, then how much more can he do in our lives than what we ask him to do, yeah? Our what is probably bigger than any what we could think about. It's got to come from God, okay? Matthew 19, 26. Jesus looks at them and said, with man this is impossible, I love this, but with God all things are possible, okay? All things are possible. He created the universe in a breath. So, hey, really, praying for healing, praying for, you know, our expectations should be immense. It's us that stops God, I think, most of the time, because we just don't get how big he is and how awesome he is and how, look, brilliant. So, all things are possible, yeah? It's a great song as well. But all things are possible. So if we kind of think back to Noah, just to kind of link that piece through, where he actually started to build the ark, okay? I don't necessarily think, even if Noah was a carpenter, I still think building a boat was probably quite a big challenge, okay? It probably wasn't. And it's quite a big boat as well, wasn't it? It wasn't a little boat. So God enabled it. In the man, I don't think Noah would have been able to build that boat. But with God, all things were possible. Yeah, he responded. He knew the what. God revealed the so what, and then Noah got on with the now what. So God needs to work in us. Okay, we need to do our. We need to be responding to the what and the so what, and then we need to work with the now what. So just a very quick example, and then I'll wrap up. It's getting colder, and I'm even cold up here, so you must be really cold down there. So just a really simple example around the what, the so what, and the now what. Okay. So if you felt that one of your whats, you may have multiple whats, it's not just one what, okay, you can have multiple whats, was to play the drums, okay? You might go, I actually feel God's telling me to play the drums, to worship God through drums, okay? You're kind of going to go, okay, so that's a what. So you might pray that through, you might kind of think, is that what God's asking me to do? God confirms it to you, you kind of go, yeah, okay, that's what I'm going to do. That's my what. Then the now what, the so what, sorry. So what am I going to do? God's told me that he wants me to do that. So what am I going to do? So maybe I'll speak to April as a worship group leader. I'll ask Mike or John about experience and what they've done and how did they learn. I might keep praying into it. I might keep understanding, is that actually what you want me to do, God? And how would I go about it? What lessons would I need to have? What drum kit would I need? Et cetera, et cetera. And then really the now what is getting on with it. Okay, it's getting on with actually, I'm going to get some lessons, I'm going to practice, I'm going to do it, I'm going to try, I'm going to come on a Monday evening to worship group practice, et cetera, et cetera. Remembering, as you're banging on them drums, all things are possible, okay? The only thing that's impossible is what we limit, yeah? So think about your what, okay? Because we've all got a what. Our God is awesome. The universe just amazes me. I kind of wish I could fly through it. I'm kind of that type of guy, but I'd never get through it in a lifetime. But so God created all of that, okay? We're not an accident, okay? I just want to say that again. You're not an accident, and it's not a mistake that you are in this church. And it's not a mistake, we're all in this church at this time. Okay, I feel God's really stirring this place. I think since Adam came and things have changed, there's a real stirring going on. Yeah, there's a real, God's got a purpose for this. Okay, I really believe that. I really strongly believe God's going to do mighty things in this church. In fact, I know he is, and I'm expecting him to. Okay, all things are possible. But for that to happen, we've got to know what our purpose is. We've got to know what we need to do to fulfill that. So that we as a community of people in this church, as a fellowship, that we can change this place, okay, with God's power, only through God, obviously. So, if you don't know your what, work it out, yeah? Action it, pray it. God's got it waiting for you. I truly believe that. If you do know your, when you do know your what, or if you already know your what, fantastic. So then it's about, so what? So what am I going to do? So what am I going to plan? So what am I going to prepare? How am I going to get ready to make sure I deliver on my what? Okay? Prayerfully, but don't limit it by your expectations. Remember, all things are possible. And then finally, if you've got your so what, how I'm going to do it, you know your what you want to be, then get on. Okay? Get on and do your now what. Time is ticking by. Yeah? Every day you wait is another day lost. So it's really, you know, really grab it and do it. And don't limit it by what you believe. What you believe is possible. Know that all things are possible. And if you're ever doubting just how big God is, just remember that 3-minute clip of the just how big the universe is and how tiny we are and how big God is. Yeah. So let's make sure we understand our what, the so what and the now what. Let's make sure we don't miss our opportunity. And let's make sure as individuals and as a church, we make a difference. That's it. Thank you. So just if John and the team want to come back up, but I think we're going to sing How Great Thou Art. Yeah? Okay, this was my request. How great thou art. Now, as we're singing How Great Thou Art, that first verse talks about the stars. I've been singing the song for months. Been waiting for us to sing it at church, so we hadn't. So we're singing it today. How great thou art. Yeah. Just reflect on that in the context of what hopefully you've taken out of that. Okay. I'm blown away just by how great my God is. I've been amazed as I've explored this, just how big He is and how awesome He is. Okay. And then we'll. George is waving the basket at me. We're obviously doing collection now as well. So, and then we'll pray after.